Abu Ali's podcast. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're diving deep into some recent updates from Abu Ali Express, covering everything from Trump's reaction to Netanyahu's trial to the shifting dynamics in the Middle East after the recent conflict. With me today is Vinda Miatrix, an expert in Israeli political affairs. Vinda Miatrix, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a critical time to analyze these developments, and I'm glad to be here.
So let's jump right in. Trump's reaction to Netanyahu's ongoing trial is quite something. He posted on Truth Social calling it a witch hunt and saying, quote, "There is no one in the history of Israel that fought harder or was more skilled than Bibi Netanyahu." What's your take on this?
Well, it's classic Trump, isn't it? Highly emotive and hyperbolic. He's clearly signaling his continued support for Netanyahu, framing the trial as politically motivated. It's important to remember this isn't new. He's been consistent in his defense of Netanyahu. The interesting element here is the timing, during a period of potential political realignment in the region.
Right, the timing is key. He even goes as far as to say, "The United States saved Israel, and now it will save Bibi Netanyahu." It's a very strong statement.
Absolutely. And it plays directly into his base's perception of both him and Netanyahu as victims of the establishment. However, it also potentially undermines the Israeli judicial system and its autonomy. This could have implications for future U.S.-Israeli relations, particularly if other countries start questioning the integrity of Israeli institutions.
Interesting point. Shifting gears a bit, there's news about the potential expansion of the Abraham Accords. The American envoy, Witkoff, mentioned big announcements are coming regarding new countries joining. How significant is this really?
This is potentially game-changing. If more Arab nations normalize relations with Israel, it solidifies Israel's position in the region and creates new opportunities for economic and security cooperation. We have to remember that the original Abraham Accords were a major diplomatic achievement, and expanding them further would be a testament to their success. The Post mentions the Coalition for Regional Security posting billboards with leaders like the president of Syria on them. This is just a signal of the normalization to come.
Do you think this momentum is connected to the perceived success against Iran in the recent conflict? Abu Ali Express suggests the normalization engines have restarted.
Yes, I think there's a definite correlation. The article quotes Netanyahu saying, "We fought with strength against Iran and achieved a great victory." This victory opens an opportunity for a dramatic expansion of peace agreements. A perceived weakening of Iranian influence creates a vacuum, and some Arab states may see closer ties with Israel as a way to bolster their own security and economic interests, particularly with U.S. backing. The mention of the Druze leader, Walid Jumblatt, being in favor of normalization is a big sign.
So, let's talk about Gaza.
It's a complex situation. If Hamas controls the aid, it can consolidate its power base and legitimacy in the eyes of the Gazan population. The article quotes Netanyahu saying that Hamas is, quote, stealing it from the citizens. This undermines efforts to weaken Hamas and could prolong the conflict. The key here is finding a way to ensure aid reaches the people who need it without empowering Hamas. Creating more Yasser Abu Shababs, as the Post suggests, is one way to do this.
Moving on to Iran, there are reports about attacks on Iranian soil, including the killing of officials linked to the Evin prison. What does this signify in the broader context of regional tensions?
These attacks, if confirmed, are a clear message to Iran that its actions will have consequences. Targeting individuals involved in human rights abuses, as alleged in the Abu Ali Express post, sends a strong signal of accountability. However, it also escalates tensions and raises the risk of further retaliation. We need to balance the need for justice with the potential for wider conflict.
Absolutely. There's also a lot of symbolic messaging coming out of Iran, like the billboard depicting a Persian king subduing Netanyahu. How seriously should we take these displays?
These are largely for domestic consumption. They're meant to project an image of strength and resilience in the face of adversity. The post mentions that the Muslim regime had to use a pre-Islam figure to show victory over the West. While they shouldn't be dismissed entirely, they're primarily aimed at bolstering morale and reinforcing the regime's narrative of resistance against its enemies. It's important to understand the internal dynamics driving these displays.
Almost none. It's propaganda. While the conflict was certainly challenging for Israel, the notion that it almost collapsed is a gross exaggeration. It's part of the Iranian regime's effort to portray itself as victorious, despite the significant damage it sustained. The reality on the ground tells a very different story.
Then, Demiatrix, thank you so much for your insights. This has been incredibly informative.
My pleasure. Always happy to provide some context.
And that's all the time we have for today. Join us next time on Abu Ali's podcast for more in-depth analysis of the Middle East.